Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Tanner. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Tanner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Law scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy bunts towards the mound. Tanner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball four. Kingman scores. Davis moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards the mound. Tanner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bakhti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. One out. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Dave Kingman. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Hewlett scores. Baines moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0-for-2 in the game. Bochy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Law steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Agosto now pitching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Agosto covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Heath and he is out, Hill applying the tag. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bochte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Cruz covering, for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Howell now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boston strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lansford strikes out. One out. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bhakti takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Bruce Bhakti. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Picciolo moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing first base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy is hit by the pitch. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-4 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Griffin strikes out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-5 in the game. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Salazar steals second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. At third and spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Atherton. Salazar moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Dwayne Murphy. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Mike Davis now playing center field. Steve Henderson now playing right field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.